A confused, un-American, liberal Republican? What the what?
Hello, and welcome to the Print the City podcast for February 27th, 2017. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Beautifully done, Janine.
Thank you. Very much.
And thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City podcast. We should probably jump right into it. I like your description. Janine actually wrote this. I've got to give her props here. And the description is, does criticizing President Trump make you un-American or liberal? Scott, that would be me, addresses readers' comments on this and more, which is what we're going to talk about. I have been very hard on President Trump because I think he is a buffoon. And I'm harder on Republicans than I am on Democrats. I was raised a Republican. I worked in Republican politics. If you've heard the podcast, you've heard this over and over and over and over and over again, and heard my bona fides. But when so it really ticks me off, cheeses me off, as it were. I like that phrase. Cheeses me off. Okay. When a Republican screws up, and this guy's not a Republican, so we have a ton of comments, and we're going to dive right in. So, Janine,
right.
Go ahead.
People are complaining. Jonette writes that I am a faithful reader of your message in the Palm Beach Post.
I like how you did the air quotes. It always works on podcasting.
Well, because it's for me. All right. I began following you because you presented a different point of view from many of the cartoon strips. This was refreshing. I no longer see that, as you seem to be just another negative voice like so many others. Trump has been in office 1 month, which is a very short time to judge his performance. He is attacked on all sides, which hardly seems like the American way. One would think he deserves the same chance others in office have been given. I may or may not have voted for Donald Trump, but that is irrelevant. He is my president, and attacking him every day for the next 4 years is certainly not good for America. You could help by stopping your negative slams and being the refreshing voice I once enjoyed. Thank you.
Now, who's this again?
This is Jonette.
Joe, thank you for your comments. Listen, to a degree, you're right. It's a political strip, and so the political story in front of all of us right now is the Trump administration. And I would agree with you to a point if he didn't do things like, you know, call the press the enemy of the American people. Yeah, it's thing, and it's just, and then over the weekend, this past weekend, we saw him. You know, bar certain news organizations he doesn't like. I think it was, I can't name all of them. It was CNN, New York Times.
I'm pretty sure the failing New York Times.
Yeah, the failing New York Times. The Los Angeles Times, which is actually the reporter for all of Trunk, which is our parent company. I'm not kidding. For those of you unaware of it, Chicago Tribune, LA Times, Baltimore Sun, and some others, Orlando and other newspapers, are under the blank umbrella of Trunk. TRONC. I can't help. I can't say it any other way. I can't say.
See, that's the way to say it. I've heard.
Can't say Trunk. You know, it's just you just have to go Trunk. So anyway, so they barred us as well. We have a bunch of comments.
Giving someone a chance does not mean you just let them do anything and just I totally disagree with this. I find this dangerous, but I'll give him a chance.
My child is catching fire to the couch, but dang it, he's young. He'll grow up. He'll learn. Let's give him a chance. I understand it, and I do understand that people are starting to get really, myself included, just getting kind of bored with this constant drumbeat of Trump bad, Trump bad, Trump bad. So I'm trying to break away from it. It's kind of hard for me, to be honest. But you've got comments like that too, right, Janine?
I do. Brick Flag says, are they going to spend the next 4 years whining about Trump? Move on. But Knuckle Wrinkle, kind of it's on your side a little. He says, Republicans were given the opportunity to elect an intelligent, qualified, responsible person. But no, they had to vote for the idiot. It's not whining. It's not tolerating the antics, stupidity, and poor decisions of the Republican village idiot.
Yeah. Well, no, and that's my take on it. I think it's an important thing to comment on. I think it's important that someone coming from my perspective says exactly what I've been saying, which is this guy's a buffoon. And you had a great... did you want to say that for last, talking
what?
About what Trump is? And,
oh, no, we can go ahead and talk about that now. We were just discussing earlier about how he's putting down the media and how dangerous that is because people will stop listening to the media at all and decide that they're completely dishonest. And I was reading a column where a guy was discussing this, and he said that he seemed to think that often the press lies and makes mistakes, but that it was very definitely wrong for Donald Trump to say that they were an enemy of the American people, that was dangerous. And he didn't think that Trump was being authoritative, that he has an authoritative agenda, that he basically just flies by the seat of his pants. So I'm calling him, basically, he's an accidental fascist. Or he could become one.
Oh, that's nice.
An accidental fascist. Right. Sounds like a nice John Hurt movie, you know? The accidental fascist. Steve was lonely. He'd lost his son. He was looking for answers.
You know, that is true, though, to say that when you attack the news, especially the news you don't agree with. So Trump obviously says that some news is real news and some news is fake news. He likes the news that's nice to him, and he dislikes the news that's not. So if you start to not listen to anything that's your opposing view, that's a very dangerous place for our world to get into. And we're already kind of there, but the more that the president encourages us to not even hear what we don't agree with, the scarier and more segregated we become, right?
Absolutely. Right. Well, well said. That's Craig Collins, our producer.
Sorry. That makes sense. Okay, good talk.
No, no, it's absolutely true. And so, you know, I've worked in the news, I grew up in a newsroom. I've mentioned this before. My dad ran television stations, so he would bring me on the weekend or at night or whatever and park me in the newsroom. So I grew up with these guys. And yeah, they're imperfect. These are human institutions, and they're going to be imperfect. But I can tell you that every journalist I have ever worked with did their damnedest to get the story right, always. And so to paint them with this brush is insulting to you, the listener, the consumer of news. And if you're going, you know, I can still remember, I know I've mentioned this a million times, when Bill Gates launched Windows 98, he said, then you'll be able to get just the news you want. Because apparently if you're going to be the richest guy in the world, you have to sound like Kermit the Frog. Yeah. And I thought, when I heard that, I go, oh, hells no. That is a terrible, terrible idea.
It is.
You need to be subjected to ideas that you disagree with, that confront you, that confound you, that get you mad. But then the next step is, why does it confound you and why does it get you mad? Mm-hmm. These are good things to have. So getting back to, this is a long way round, to back to our point, which is, yes, I'm going to stop whining as much, but I still believe that, thank you for, who was that, Wrinkly Knuckle?
Yes.
I can't remember anything.
Knuckle wrinkle.
That, yeah, you know, thank you, but I cannot not talk about this guy. The fact that he's also decided not to go to the correspondence dinner. Now, you don't have to kowtow to the press, which they kind of expected that there was this give and take, you know, and that they were to be honored in this way. And he's going to be the first president, I think, in, what, 10 years?
Well, Ronald Reagan didn't go, but he had been shot.
Like, that's an excuse. What a wuss. What a snowflake. Ronald Reagan, snowflake. Yeah, you heard it here first, folks. What else, Janine?
Well, Richard wants to know, he wrote, can I be a paid subscriber to the Chicago Tribune and still loathe the musings of pretend cartoonist libtard Scott Stanis?
That's me!
Hey. I don't see why not, Richard. Just tell him to put on his big boy pants and suck it up. You lost. Now it's time to repair all of the damage of the last 8 years. Apparently he wasn't reading anything that you cartooned about in the last 7 years.
No, apparently not. Not seeing the stuff on President Obama, not seeing the stuff on Hillary. I've supported Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate for president. Still support that and stand by that vote, by the way. Even though people make fun of me, go, Aleppo, Aleppo, Aleppo. I go, really? That one mistake, given, never mind. Yeah, libtard? Well, that's
nice. What you are, yes.
Okay, well, yeah, sure. I what am I supposed to say to that? Anyone?
I got nothing to libtard.
I would disagree with his assertions.
Well, on your strip where Carmen said that Trump is not a Republican, Rex Beiner tweeted, of course he's not a real Republican. He exploited the worst fears people have. A true conservative uses optimism.
Yeah, I think, wow, who was that?
Rex Beiner.
Rex, that was great. That's exactly why I became a conservative, because I came up in the era of Ronald Reagan, and just the idea that, you know, it's that conservative libertarian type thinking is going to lift, you know, the idea that a rising tide lifts all boats. I mean, it's that simple. That the best way to cure poverty is to have jobs. The best way for people not to be poor is to have more money in the economy. All of these things make sense to me, and that's why it wasn't born of, I got mine, why does it, I want my country back, which is a phrase I never understood.
No, because who are you taking your country back from?
Yeah.
Other Americans.
Yeah. So, you know, thank you for that comment. It's that's well, very well put. Any more?
Oh, there are a lot, but I just want to know what...
I'm going to blast through these, honey. We're going to be under this 12 minutes because well, Janine has been giving me nothing but crap for being over time. This has gone too long. It goes too long. It goes too long. So now we're not going long. Go.
Okay. On your comment strip, Trump said what? Nazaram said, newsflash, Scott Stantis, realizing that he has drawn the only strip he'll need for the foreseeable future, will be on hiatus for the next few years.
Yeah, I could just do it, pull it like a Marmaduke or something, just keep running the same strip over and over. Because you know that Don Darg, he doesn't fit to the car. He's going to get that bone, though. That
and
darn Marmaduke. Okay.
Stephen M. Tennyson says, breathe, Carmen. It's going to be okay.
I hope he's right. Who said that?
Stephen M. Tennyson.
I hope Stephen is right. I'm not convinced he is. And I hate to be, I'm not going to go off on a negative tangent here because I'm getting, you know, getting razzed for doing that. But I'm not convinced that's going to be okay. I think we our accidental fascist will make sure it's not. Go on.
Well, Dog Day says, I'm starting to see a look on POTUS's face that says he's realizing, one, there are people to whom he is actually accountable, and two, that he can't fire them. He looks puzzled.
He always looked semi-puzzled, especially when challenged. I mean, he's a big, fat, orange bully. And when you jump, the rare instances where someone jumps in his face, he bullies back, frankly. He doesn't back down, but he's not very smart. So it's always, I know you are, but what am I? kind of retort. And that's the level of political discourse we're going to be trapped with for the next 4 years.
Well, Toss Salad Cartoon says, I think part of the reason he got elected is that a vast majority of people are disgusted with Washington's business-as-usual attitude. Being a non-politician outsider, Trump represented a possibility that no other candidate brought to the table. For better or worse, people would sooner shave with a chainsaw than look at a career politician.
Yeah, I think that's true. I don't think there's any question about that. That's why he won. And frankly, the arrogance of the other side was galling. I mean, it was just like, you know, you're stupid. If you vote for Trump, you're stupid. You're racist. You're misogynist. You're xenophobic. You're just a knuckle dragging flyover state bumpkin. Oh, and can we have your vote?
It doesn't work.
It's not a great sales pitch. It's like, we hate you. Buy our product. Okay.
Okay, let's end this with a question that Bob Singer has. If Carmen's a conservative, why is she being written as though she's a liberal?
Because I am Carmen, and Carmen is me. Carmen is my conservative, thoughtful, adult side. Winslow is my more, when I get my goofy liberal side going. And so that's what's my, and everyone has a dual personality, unless you don't, in which case you're crazy. So for Carmen to talk about, she's voicing what I'm feeling. I feel closer, a kinship to her. I like Winslow better because Carmen can be kind of a scold. I know I'm sounding like someone else writes this thing. It's weird. I know it's
got a
bizarre.
Split personality.
But when I write, that's how I view these characters. So I'm going to try and be better.
And complaining and criticizing someone of your own party doesn't automatically make you
a
the
Democrat,
opposite.
Or yeah. It doesn't make me a Democrat or a socialist.
And we know a lot of people who voted for Trump just because they couldn't vote for a liberal. They were hoping that he would, you know, work with the Republicans.
Well, he's going to address he's going to have the State of the Union address this week, and I think it's tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't know, do you?
No, I don't. Said yeah. Just gut reaction, yes.
I think that would make a good drinking game is to take a shot every time he uses a superlative.
I think every time he refers to himself in the...
That too. You'd be on the floor.
Yeah. You'd be in the hospital. You'd be on an IV. No, the Democrats this weekend just elected a guy who, I can't believe this. I just want to go off on a tangent just to show that I'm even handed and mad at everybody. Elected, I can't remember his name. Perez? No, what's the hell's his name? Well, if only we had devices we could look these things up. Anyway, in his speech, he says one of the things he's going to fight against is Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, which is interesting because Arpaio just lost re-election, and he's 80-something years old. That's one of the three targets you picked. As you get elected.
Go after that guy.
Yeah.
He's a danger to my future.
It'd be easy. Easy pickings.
I'm going to William Jennings Bryan. That guy's going to get his now. Ooh, cross of silver. For history buffs, that was for you. Moving on. Okay, well, that covers it. That's great. So, hey, listen to everyone. Craig, thank you.
Sure.
Janine, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Thank you to WGN Plus and WGN for letting me record this thing and posting it and all that stuff. And thank you particularly for listening. If you want to keep up with what's going on with Carmen and Winslow, you can. You can go to GoComics at .comics.com/PricklyCity. Yeah, that's right, right? Where else can they go?
To ScottStannis.com.
ScottStannis.com. And if you, we read the comments, obviously. We comb through them and we'll read them on the podcast. And if you want to just email us directly, go ahead at PricklyCity@gmail.com. I think that about covers it all. Thank you again. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.